Good evening, listeners. Welcome to Market Mantra, in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. My name is Sonu Sood and with me is my co-anchor, Harsh Ranjan.
Namaskar, hazir hai Market Mantra ke ek aur taza ank ke saath. इस कार्यक्रम में देश विदेश की आर्थिक खबरों का जायजा लेंगे, साथ ही नजर डालेंगे प्रमुख शेयर बाजारों के चढ़ते उतरते ग्राफ पर, बात करेंगे बॉम्बे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज की और नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज की, और खबरों की बारीकियों पर चर्चा करने के लिए हमारे साथ स्टूडियो में उपलब्ध हैं बिजनेस एनालिस्ट जयंत दास. जयंत, बहुत बहुत स्वागत आपका मार्केट मंत्रा में.
वेलकम जयंत.
एंड नाउ लेट्स बिगिन टुडेज एडिशन विद द हेडलाइंस इन इंग्लिश.
Thank you, Harsh. The top stories: benchmark indices end lower amid profit booking. Sensex ends 27 points lower. Nifty closes below 22,450. Indian economy is projected to grow at 7.5% in 2024, projects World Bank. And RBI's rate-setting panel starts discussion on monetary policy. Decision on Friday.
घरेलू शेयर बाजारों में आज दूसरे दिन भी गिरावट. बिकवाली के बीच सेंसेक्स 27 अंक टूटा. निफ्टी में भी 19 अंक की गिरावट. विश्व बैंक ने कहा कि वर्ष 2024 में भारत की अर्थव्यवस्था 7.5% की दर से बढ़ने का अनुमान. और वित्तीय वर्ष 2024-25 के लिए भारतीय रिजर्व बैंक की मौद्रिक नीति समिति की पहली द्विमासिक बैठक मुंबई में शुरू. घरेलू शेयर बाजारों में आज गिरावट रही है. निवेशकों ने अपनी बिकवाली आज भी जारी रखी, जिसकी वजह से सेंसेक्स 27 अंक गिरा है और 73,877 पर बंद हुआ. नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज के निफ्टी में 19 अंक की गिरावट रही और ये 22,435 पर रहा. बीएसई मिड कैप हालांकि 0.6% बढ़ा, जबकि स्मॉल कैप में 1.18% की बढ़ोतरी दर्ज की गई.
Equity benchmark indices ended lower for the second straight session today due to profit booking in select banking and auto stocks amid mixed trends from the global markets and outflow of foreign funds. BSE Sensex declined 27 points or 0.04% to finish at 73,877. The NSE Nifty fell 19 points or 0.08% to settle at 22,435. Among the Sensex constituents, Nestle India, Kotak Mahindra Bank, IndusInd Bank, Bajaj Finserv, Titan and JSW Steel were among the laggards. On the other hand, NTPC, TCS, Tech Mahindra, Axis Bank ended the day in green. BSE Midcap rose 0.6%, while Small Cap Index gained 1.18%. In sectoral indices at the BSE, utilities sector rose 1.45%, power index jumped 1.2%, and information technology sector soared 0.8%. In contrast, realty index declined 2.45% and auto sector fell 0.4%. And now for a look at the rupee.
रुपये की बात करेंगे तो आज थोड़ी सी गिरावट रही है डॉलर के मुकाबले. अंतर बैंकिंग विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार यानी फॉरेक्स मार्केट में एक डॉलर का मूल्य 83.43 रूपये रहा और दुनिया की 6 प्रमुख मुद्राओं के मुकाबले डॉलर की स्थिति को दर्शाने वाला डॉलर इंडेक्स दिन के कारोबार के समय 0.1% की बढ़त के साथ 104.81 के स्तर पर था.
And some more news related to the stock market. SEBI chairperson Ms. Madhavi Puri Butch has said that the Indian capital markets are commanding higher valuations because of foreign investors' optimism and trust in the country. Delivering the keynote address at the inaugural session at the 17th Corporate Governance Summit organized by Confederation of Indian Industry in Mumbai yesterday, Ms. Butch said foreign investors are encouraged by data suggesting the strength of the Indian economy as visible in the growth in GST collections month on month, advanced tax payouts, power and energy consumption. She said the increased interest has led to the overall market capitalization in equities reaching over 378 lakh crore rupees at the end of FY24 from 74 lakh crore rupees a decade ago. The chairperson added that real estate investment trusts, REITs, and infrastructure investment trusts, INVITs, are going to be the vehicles of growth in the coming days. What would you say, Jayanto? You know, the build-up of equity culture in India, even the retail investors, we see there's a big boom. The domestic institutional investors are also coming to the markets in a big way. You feel that this has turned many savers into investors and the markets are really in a bull phase?
Well, obviously, if markets are consistently doing at 72,000-73,000 levels, there is a strong reason where, you know, investors would take new interest, and specifically for retail investors to come in and multiply their investments, as you rightly said. But what's also important to understand, with time, it's a growing market. So as time grows, there will be a lot of people who will be having more income in the overall income threshold in terms of disposable income for having investments. And also the dissemination of news and knowledge on investment opportunities, options, have become manifold in the last 10 years. A brief example, for example, when we started our career, say 25 years, 27 years ago, obviously, the only limited information about markets was, I remember, if you ask me specifically, was that 1.5 page in the pink papers and some 2 or 3 magazines like Dalal Street and things like that, and 1 or 2 regional magazines at most. That was the only information, and of course, the hearsay of clients, colleagues, or someone who were meeting for lunch, they would tell that. That was the only information flow. Now that has increased, and now it's, I mean, everything is in the tips. Right from your mobile phone, you know, where you have access to dozens and dozens of investment options, stockbroking options, information flows, channels, tickers, across it, your tips, daily tips. And also the fact that given whenever economy grows, people tend to become richer in terms of earning money than what they were earning, say, 5 years ago. And as that happens, there is always a tendency to understand, to also gauge that what I would like to do in my next 20 years with my money and how I'd like to grow. And obviously, as I said, from only investing in gold, which was say, traditionally 40 years ago, you know, the focus was when you're starting a career, I should have my own house. That was the focus in India, which still is to a great extent, followed by I should have enough jewelry and maybe some good fixed deposits and safe deposits. So now that has moved on. With the investment options coming in much more. And of course, your insurance, not only as a protector of any, you know, unforeseen situations, but also as an investment tool. But now that has grown tantamount. And as I said, the options are plenty. And it's just not stock markets, you know, stocks, options, derivatives, whatnot. We all knew that only when markets, you know, keep on increasing or keep on growing, you make money. You can make money right now in falling markets also, last 10, 15 years, through your call and put options and things like that.
Yeah.
So there is a huge opportunity and ample headroom to make money. And that's why, you know, we see this strong base of retail investors joining almost every single day in terms of a new base.
Bilkul, and particularly after the Corona period ke baad, jis hisab se aapke accounts khule hain for investment in the share market, uski wajah se bhi, aur chuki itna bada base hai hamara domestic, is wajah se bhi domestic market ko ek bahut bada boost mila, aur bahut zyada uthal puthal nahi hoti FPIs ke actions pe abhi. Aur information jaisa aapne bataya bahut hai नेट पे और तमाम जगह, लेकिन हमारे मार्केट मंत्रक का इन्फॉर्मेशन सुनने के लिए आज भी लाखों लोग सुनते हैं, क्योंकि हम यहां वो इन्फॉर्मेशन देते हैं जो बिल्कुल सही है और बैलेंस इन्फॉर्मेशन देते हैं.
Absolutely.
हम बात कर रहे थे डोमेस्टिक शेयर बाजार की, जहां आज दूसरे दिन भी थोड़ी बहुत गिरावट रही है, क्योंकि लोगों ने प्रॉफिट बुक करना शुरू किया है और इस बिकवाली की वजह से सेंसेक्स और निफ्टी दोनों गिरे हैं. अब बात करते हैं एशियाई बाजारों की, यूरोपीय बाजारों की. एशियाई बाजारों में भी आज गिरावट रही है. दक्षिण कोरियाई बाजार का कॉस्पी 1.7% गिरा है. हांगकांग बाजार का हैंगसेंग 1.2% गिरा, जबकि जापान का निकेई सूचकांक भी 1% गिरा. चीन के शंघाई कंपोजिट इंडेक्स में भी 0.2% की गिरावट रही है. यूरोपीय बाजारों की बात करेंगे, कारोबार वहां अभी चल रहा है लेकिन मिला जुला रुख है. जर्मनी का डैक्स 0.3% की तेजी पर है, जबकि फ्रांस के कैक 40 में 0.24% की तेजी बनी हुई है. लंदन का फुटसी 100 भी हालांकि 0.34% की तेजी पर ही कारोबार कर रहा है. तो ये तो रही एशियाई और यूरोपीय बाजारों की बात। आई थिंक कि सोनू के पास अमेरिकी बाजारों का हाल चल है।
Key U.S. stocks ended lower yesterday as investors weighed chances that the Federal Reserve could delay cutting interest rates. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average declined 1%, the S&P 500 fell 0.7%, and the Nasdaq Composite dropped 0.95%. Ajanta, today there's a big fall in the Asian markets, although Indian market was almost flat, and of course the broader indices have actually mid-cap reached a new high, and small-cap index also rose 1%. So we have outperformed. So how do you see the situation regarding Federal Reserves, chances of cutting interest rates? Is it some kind of a sword which will keep hanging on the market?
Yeah, it will. I don't think it will happen immediately, although there have been promises of 3 cuts to happen in this particular calendar year. But as rightly said, call it a sword or call it, whatever, a small wait and watch game which Fed is instantly playing with his overall observers and analysts who are waiting for the rate cut to happen in the first move. But I don't think it's going to immediately happen. Also, the interest has been the fact that whether our domestic rates would be, having some tinkering on the lower side. I don't think that's also not going to happen till July. We are going to see a steady rate with no one changes much. So, obviously, the rate cut, we have to wait a bit more, at least for 4 to 8 weeks before anything happens on the US side.
But the quarter has just gotten over. In fact, the financial year has just gotten over. What are your expectations regarding the result season? You feel that it will spring up, very happy results and give further boost to the stock markets, which are near highs, all-time highs?
See, I don't know what is happy, specifically at 73,000 levels, if you're still looking for happiness. I think happiness needs to be redefined, what exactly is meant by a happy situation. But what I do believe is, on the whole, if you do a nutshell, a bird's eye view of performance of companies, except for a few, surprising shocks here and there. Shocks would be a wrong word, rather, but if surprising negatives here and there. Broadly, I don't think there should be major changes in terms of what the overall results for corporates would be sectorally. Company-wise, obviously, there might be some change in terms of earnings view, in projections and things like that. They're bound to happen. It's election year. In election year, there are tendencies of, a little bit of uncertainty creeping in, specifically when nation of around 1.3 billion is voting and the process takes around 3.5 months to complete. It's a huge process. So the chances of, a bit of lethargy and laggardness following in the first quarter would be visible in a lot of companies who would
naturally, they will also wait before
they jump into decisions, because people wait, whichever new government comes in, for seeing a policy directive. And it always happens. So even if the government is getting re-elected, it always happens in terms of re-shaking of the policy directives does happen. So people do wait. That's the first thing. Secondly, in terms of international cues and how they're going to affect the domestic markets, I believe that would be a predominant player in the next 3 months. There are a lot of projection analysis which keeps on saying that we don't expect a huge growth from here on at the stock market levels. So if you're really looking forward for a huge growth from these levels, I don't think it's not going to happen. There would be cycles of profit booking. But how deep they are is something which has to be seen, if they're triggered by some international geopolitical crisis or things like that. Let's not forget Iran, for example, has threatened yesterday to attack Israel. Yeah. So I don't know in what form and what way and how big the colossal attack could be. So those sorts of triggers would remain a threat. But on the whole, I still believe that U.S. would keep on giving a direction in terms of how the global economy will take shape. And in terms of this, also what we tend to forget is we tend to overlook the Southeast Asian nations as a bloc, except for Thailand, which is showing signs of slowdown. Taiwan, Vietnam, Philippines are showing extremely good results. Now, let me put in a small caveat here. Of course, Taiwan saw a devastating earthquake today in Indian morning time over here. So putting that aside, I guess the economies are doing phenomenally well.
बिल्कुल, और ऐसे समय में जबकि ग्लोबल क्यूज भी सामने हो, इलेक्शन प्रोसेस भी ऑन हो, ऐसे समय में आम निवेशकों को वही सलाह है कि आप कंपनी को देखकर इन्वेस्ट करें, बीच बीच में थोड़ी बहुत प्रॉफिट बुक अगर कर सकते हो तो आप करते रहें। ब्रेक के बाद एक बार फिर हम दोनों ने मिलकर स्वागत किया आप सभी श्रोताओं का मार्केट मंत्रा में, और वित्तीय वर्ष 2024-25 के लिए भारतीय रिजर्व बैंक की मौद्रिक नीति समिति की पहली द्विमासिक बैठक मुंबई में शुरू हो चुकी है। रिजर्व बैंक के गवर्नर शक्तिकांत दास ने शुक्रवार को मौद्रिक नीति वक्तव्य की घोषणा करने वाले हैं, जो आने वाला शुक्रवार है, परसों। और समिति ने फरवरी में हुई बैठक में नीतिगत रेपो रेट में कोई बदलाव नहीं किया था और इसे 6.5% ही रखा था। जनतो, अगर आपसे बात करें बहुत ब्रीफ में कि इस बार क्या लगता है मॉनेटरी पॉलिसी में रेपो रेट में कोई बदलाव
नहीं,
देख रहे हैं?
और जितना तमाम ओपिनियन पोल्स आता है इकोनॉमिक एनालिस्ट एंड ऑब्जर्वर्स का, सबका ये निर्णय है। हालांकि उनका निर्णय के ऊपर ऑब्वियसली एमपीसी विल नॉट टेक अ कॉल, बट उनका एक ऑब्वियसली फोरकास्टिंग होता है, प्रोजेक्शन होता है, मौजूदा जो आंकड़े हैं आर्थिक रूप से, जो सब आंकड़े फाइनेंशियल इंडिकेटर की तरफ से देखते हुए, और सबका एक एनोनिमस डिसीजन ये है कि दे डोंट डिस्टिंक्टली बिलीव दैट आरबीआई विल बी मेकिंग एनी चेंजेस दिस पर्टिकुलर सीजन इन टर्म्स ऑफ अनाउंसमेंट्स। वी हैव टू वेट टिल जुलाई, सो टिल द न्यू गवर्नमेंट कम्स इन आई डोंट थिंक देयर विल बी एनी मेजर रेट चेंज।
वैसे भी पिछले साल जिस तरीके से एक बहुत ही बड़ा फाइन बैलेंस किया है आरबीआई ने अपने रेट्स को लेकर और साथ ही ग्रोथ को भी मेंटेन रखा है, उसे देखकर यही लगता है कि अभी फिलहाल तो रेट में शायद
बट वेरी ब्रीफली द कोर इन्फ्लेशन हैज कम बिलो 4% क्वाइट कंसिस्टेंटली, एंड ऑल्सो वी आर सीइंग दैट यू नो द ग्रोथ इज वेरी बॉयंट, द जीडीपी ग्रोथ, सो यू फील दैट वेन एवर आरबीआई फॉलोज यूएसएस फुटस्टेप्स, इट विल नॉट, दैट विल नॉट बी द ओनली रीजन, द रीजन ऑल्सो इज दैट आरबीआई हैज ऑलरेडी ब्रॉट इन्फ्लेशन अंडर कंट्रोल।
While we tend to believe the fact that RBI would be naturally following, which never happens because obviously they're two different economies. Not only RBI, the whole world tries to follow the indicators because US is one of the largest economic player globally in terms of, you know, the businesses, the scales, and obviously in terms of investments globally, which they do. But I guess RBI would like to not agree to the fact that they are following the US directives in terms of rates. But they would obviously take a call, the MPC, that's the very purpose of MPC. The important thing is to understand that the trend globally moves almost in the same manner.
Okay.
So if there is a sluggishness happening globally in the US markets and Chinese markets, India would tend to face the sluggishness. So it's not an island anymore now.
और वैसे भी अभी लो हुआ भी है तो ±2% का जो स्कोप रहता है कि 4 में आप 2 ज्यादा तक भी इन्फ्लेशन पे आप जा सकते हैं, 6 तक और नीचे 2 तक आ सकते हैं, तो अभी प्योरली उस ब्रैकेट में।
बिल्कुल बिल्कुल।
सोने की बात कर ले, सोने चांदी में।
बिफोर दैट आई थिंक वी हैव अ स्टोरी रिगार्डिंग वर्ल्ड बैंक।
वर्ल्ड बैंक की स्टोरी तो बहुत ही इम्पोर्टेंट है, क्योंकि विश्व बैंक ने क्या कहा है, क्यों कहा है, ये जानना हमारे श्रोताओं के लिए अति आवश्यक। और विश्व बैंक ने कहा है कि साल 2024 में भारत की अर्थव्यवस्था 7.5% की दर से बढ़ने का अनुमान है। भारत के लिए अपने पहले के अनुमान में संशोधन करते हुए विश्व बैंक ने इसमें 1.2% की बढ़ोतरी की है। हाल के विकास अपडेट के अनुसार साल 2024 में दक्षिण एशिया की समग्र वृद्धि दर 6% रहने की संभावना है। ऐसा मुख्य रूप से भारत में तेज विकास तथा पाकिस्तान और श्रीलंका में आर्थिक बहाली के कारण संभव हो सकेगा। रिपोर्ट के अनुसार दक्षिण एशिया साल 2025 में 6.1% की अनुमानित आर्थिक वृद्धि दर के साथ अगले 2 वर्ष तक विश्व में सबसे तेज आर्थिक वृद्धि वाला क्षेत्र बना रहेगा। भारत के लिए अच्छी खबर है ये।
एंड व्हाट वुड यू से जयंतो, व्हाट वुड बी द मेन फैक्टर्स विच द गवर्नमेंट विल हैव टू यू नो फोकस ऑन टू एन्श्योर दैट दीज हार्टनिंग एस्टिमेट्स विच आर कमिंग फ्रॉम एवरी एजेंसी, वर्ल्ड बैंक हैज गिवन टूडे एंड IMF, एवरीबडी हैज रेज देयर projections that will hold true?
Well, it's not a case of making it happen, it's a case of how you're doing things to make it happen. So
yeah.
I think what's important to understand is policy consistency, number one, and number two, an execution speed. So if these two things move as per directives issued by their own government objectives, I think there is no way, you know, you can wander away. Unless, as I said, there's some external shocks in terms of political turmoil and anywhere else, which is a global scenario very hard. So apart from that, it's a very simple logic. I mean, to make things happen, if you just stick to these two, if there's a consistency and if there's execution fast-tracking.
So policy constituency, one of the major factors will be the stress on capital expenditure with its multiplier effect?
See, either way, it's once again common here, say if the government spends more, there will be a multiplier effect, people will make more money out of it, they'll be spending. But then if government is spending more, it's spending more at what cost, what's its borrowing cost and things like that. There's a long-drawn story there. But what's important to understand is when I speak of policy consistency, I mean walking the talk, number one. Number two, it's also important to understand how fast the policy reacts to any changes. So that's also important part. So say, for example, if there is a GST issue clamor in terms of an unfair GST amount on one particular product, how fast the GST council is reacting to it. So that's also important part which policy consistency has to play.
Oil prices were stable today as investors mulled supply risks stemming from ongoing Ukrainian attacks on Russian refineries and the potential for a widening of the West Asia conflict. The Brent crude oil futures was up to trade at $89.67, whereas West Texas Intermediate was higher at $85.89 when reports last came. And do you think this is the major challenge which is emerging now? It's approaching $90 per barrel, the Brent crude oil price.
See, obviously oil would keep on keeping a tinkering, you know, sort of a doubt in terms of how growth happens globally. And as we have seen of late, while oil has been, you know, if not putting an abnormal pressure, there has been uncertain pressure. I also believe that with the second quarter of this particular calendar year coming in, specifically in the Western markets, the demand for oil would be consistent with the growth which we foresee. So I don't see a huge influence of oil prices vandalizing that growth, if you may ask. I mean, it's vandalizing is a strong word, but I'm still using it intentionally, that growth. Yes, oil would be an important concern, but not to such an extent that it will upset the overall growth card.
और सोना चांदी की भी बात कर लेते हैं. सोने की कीमतों में आज बढ़ोतरी रही है. प्रति 10 ग्राम सोना 272 रुपए की बढ़त के साथ 69,200 रुपए पर रहा, जबकि चांदी की कीमत 984 रुपए बढ़ी है और प्रति किलो चांदी 78,020 रुपए पर पहुंच गई है. ये मई कॉन्ट्रैक्ट वाले चांदी की हम बात कर रहे हैं. अंतर्राष्ट्रीय बाजारों में भी सोना मजबूत हुआ है. एक औंस सोने की कीमत $2,292.50 रही. चांदी की कीमत भी थोड़ी बढ़त के साथ प्रति औंस $26.39 रही है. जयंत, तो हम लगातार देख रहे हैं कि सोने में लगातार बढ़त होती ही जा रही है.
आमतौर से जा रहा है 75,000 रुपया,
75,000 तक आराम से पहुंच सकता है, क्योंकि 70,000 के करीब आ ही रहा है.
पिछले तीन महीने में जिस तरह का ग्रोथ हुआ है सोना में, और अगर ब्याज दर का कमी अगर फेडरल बैंक अगर अनाउंस करते हैं अगले दो तीन महीने में, तो उसके ऊपर एक थोड़ा बहुत और उछाल आने की उम्मीद है इंटरनेशनल गोल्ड प्राइसेस के ऊपर. तो मैं मानता हूं कि आने वक्त खास करके फेस्टिवल सीजन में, अगर हमारा फेस्टिवल सीजन देश में सितंबर से शुरू होता है जो करीबन छह महीने के करीब दूर है, एक मई जून जुलाई अगस्त सितंबर, तो अगर आपको उस वक्त कोई सोने का अगर जरूरी कहीं ना कहीं जरूरत है, ज्वेलरी वगैरह का घर में शादी है तो है, तो इस इम्पोर्टेंट अगर आप नहीं खरीदा हो तो अभी थोड़ा बहुत होल्डिंग कर दें,
तो अभी खरीदने थोड़ा पैसा बच सकता है
बेशक. तो क्योंकि द ट्रेंड इज अपवर्ड्स, तो इट्स अ गुड टाइम टू इन्वेस्ट इन गोल्ड एट दिस पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम रादर देन वेट.
एनी अदर एवेन्यू यू वुड सजेस्ट फॉर इन्वेस्टमेंट बिसाइड्स ज्वेलरी?
सी, there are hundreds of avenues for our investors, and that's what I think we started our discussion today in terms of why investors are coming in drums and investing. The important point to understand is what your appetite of risk is, number one, and what's your expected returns is. If you're expecting 50, 60, 70% returns, then obviously you shouldn't be in this industry, you should be gambling. But you know, if you're expecting a modest return of 14 to 18%, I think markets and the overall secondary markets are at this stage in a good level to give you those 14 to 18% average returns yearly.
लेकिन ये भी जरूरी है सोनू कि अगर सोना इन्वेस्टमेंट के ख्याल से आप इन्वेस्ट कर रहे हैं तो जरूर आप जेवरात ना खरीदें, आभूषण ना खरीदें.
बिल्कुल, ईटीएफ में
आप इन्वेस्ट करें,
गोल्ड कॉइन्स खरीदें, गोल्ड बार्स खरीदें अगर चाहे तो.
नाउ वी आर रनिंग आउट ऑफ टाइम, सो वी लाइक टू थैंक यू जयंतो फॉर कमिंग एंड गिविंग अस दिस इन्फॉर्मेशन. एंड बिफोर वी क्लोज अ रिमाइंडर ऑफ द हेडलाइंस, बेंचमार्क इंडिसेस एंड लोअर अमिड प्रॉफिट बुकिंग, सेंसेक्स एंड 27 पॉइंट्स लोअर, निफ्टी क्लोजेस बिलो 22,450. इंडियन इकॉनमी इज प्रोजेक्टेड टू ग्रो एट 7.5% in 2024, projects World Bank. And RBI's rate-setting panel starts discussion on monetary policy decision on Friday. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra. For now, goodbye.
Namaskar.
Market Mantra.